Karen, I mean, I'm assuming you would say once an for those employers who just say conviction, not going to deal with it, move on to another applicant, you'd say that there's no way around this, that if employers can see every conviction, a lot of applicants are just going to get left at the door.
Right. So, first, I think we have to be clear about how this whole idea of criminal record maintenance and access came to be, right? When you had repositories, that were created in order to maintain a criminal background history and so that entities could access this criminal background history, it was created so that law enforcement and courts could use this information in the event that an individual reoffended, and they could, you know, draw back on that information in order to make their decision. However, this only became a problem because of the internet, right? In this age of advanced technology, this age of Google, everyone can access anyone's record regardless of how long it has occurred. You have 90% of employers that are stating that they use a background check in their hiring process. We're not saying that that is wrong. However, we're saying that for certain convictions, particularly nonviolent misdemeanor convictions, particularly for these nonviolent misdemeanor convictions, that if an individual has, you know, paid their debt to society and completed or satisfied any time that they were sentenced to and waited an additional 3 to 5 years to further show that they are ready for this type of this type of opportunity, then why should that continue to be a barrier to them securing the very success that they need in order to prevent them from reoffending? So I think we have to be, you know, very clear about the fact that we're not saying that employers should not have access to criminal background information. And, you know, we're not saying that employers should not be allowed to make educated decisions here. But, you know, for something like disorderly conduct, where you could be at a football game or a basketball game and, you know, you had too much to drink and, you know, you might have chanted something or, I mean, something dumb could have happened. And, you know, that was 3 years ago. And now you can't get a job because of that. Because let's be clear, employers will tell you, they'll be very honest about, I cannot, you know, extend to you this job opportunity because of your record. I mean, they're very clear about that.